We have an interesting passage of Scripture this Sunday, and I think it's one that we've talked about at least once before. And it's our Old Testament lesson. And we have this odd experience that Jacob has, where Jacob is, as you may recall, Jacob was a piece of work, is what Jacob was. From the time he was born, he was causing problems in one way or another, so it seemed. And as such, when he was coming back home, he was worried that his older brother Esau wasn't just going to be crabby with him, but he was actually kind of worried that his older brother was going to kill him. And so we're now at the point on his trip back where he has sent most of his belongings ahead, and the only people with him at this point are his wives, servants, and sons. And that night, he takes them across this Jabbok, whatever it is. Apparently now it's called the Wadi Zirka. In case you're looking for it, you'll be able to find it even today. So he takes his wives, his female servants, his sons over, and he comes back, and he's alone. So that a man appears out of nowhere. We don't know if he just sort of popped into existence or what it was, but a man comes out of nowhere and wrestles with him till daybreak. Now, I don't know if you follow wrestling. I don't, not because I have any sort of high and mighty pretensions. It's just it takes a lot of time to stay on top of WWE, as I believe it's calling itself now. This is not WWE. There's no jumping off the ropes onto people. There's no hitting someone with a folding chair or whatever the big thing is these days in that kind of performative wrestling. This is more like what you see in the Olympics, and this is where two people are just holding on to each other and wrestling, trying to put the other one down. One of the things about wrestling is that it's virtually impossible not to wrestle somebody who wants to wrestle with you, because they've got a hold of you. So even if Jacob wouldn't have wanted to, he still would have wrestled, and he obviously did quite well, because when the man saw that he couldn't overpower him, this man, we'll find out a bit more about this man's identity in a few verses, but after all night, couldn't overpower Jacob, so he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so his hip was wrenched as he wrestled. And then the man said, because Jacob kept hold of him, which is the best thing to do, I suppose, if your hip is suddenly dislocated, otherwise you're just going to fall down. And he said, "Let me go. It's daybreak." Jacob says, "No, I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me." The man says, "What's your name?" He says, "Jacob," which is a name that means tricky and a few other things. And the man says, "Okay, well, you're not going to be Jacob anymore. You're going to be Israel, because you have struggled with God and with human beings and have overcome, because Israel means struggles with God." And then Jacob says, "Well, tell me your name." And he says, "Why do you ask my name?" And he blessed him, and it was over. Jacob renames this place where he saw God face to face. So from Jacob's perspective, his wrestling partner, his wrestling opponent, was God. Renames it to him. "I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." And he limps away. The impression we get is that this is now a lifelong thing that he has. It's a limp. So the question comes, among others, is, was Jacob blessed or not? He got a blessing, but he also got a limp. I don't think he asked for the limp. I don't think the limp was part of the blessing. I don't know anybody, and me, I certainly haven't asked for the limp I've got. But was the limp actually part of the blessing? And that's a thought I've been turning over about this passage of Scripture whenever I encounter it for the last half dozen years or so. Because our first thought is, well, of course the limp isn't part of the blessing. A limp is a bad thing. It means you can't run as fast. It means you... Limps almost always come with some kind of pain, maybe if it's only when it's going to rain or something. And, you know, the ability to forecast the weather usually isn't worth what it costs, and just general misery when you have a joint that aches for whatever reason. So how could that possibly be part of the blessing? Well, in one way it might be. Because sometimes we forget about our blessings. Not because we're bad, not because we don't care about them, but we're human. Other things come up and we forget these things because we're focusing on something else. And then something comes to remind us of the blessing or of whatever it was that helped us become more the person we are now. I'm a much more compassionate person now than I was when I was younger. It's not unknown. I mean, it doesn't make me special. Lots of us were kind of selfish in our teen years. But, you know, we more compassionate. There's a whole bunch of things that I am more so in a good way than I was before. And one of the things that moved me in that direction is August 4th. And 2 days ago, on August 4th, it was the 29th year since the memorial service for our first daughter. Something I would never have chosen for me or for anyone else. And yet, every year is different. Some years, August 4th is just a day to be sad, and that's okay. But some years, like this year, something else comes up. And what came up this year was the reminder of the people who were there. Because it wasn't a big publicized thing. They're mostly people that I worked with. And so I saw them. These are people at a Bible college and a seminary. But I saw them in a new light. As people willing to, because some I didn't really know very well. I just recently started working there. So I knew faculty because I'd gone to classes. But I didn't really know some of the administrative staff. And a bunch of them came. And I got to see them in a new light. And it helped expand my view of what people are like. And I became a better person because of that. I would never choose that as the avenue to become a better person. I don't know anybody else who would. But God still brought blessing out of that. It was a simultaneous thing. And no, God did not put Elizabeth to death the same way that Jacob's hip was put out of socket or out of joint or whatever it was. But God took this bad thing and brought good from it. And so sometimes if I forget where some of this good has come from, and maybe I start giving myself internal errors that I've always been this good, or I didn't need to learn it, or I didn't need anything else, I'm reminded. And it's not just August 4th. There are other things that remind me of this. Pictures that I've got, things I just encounter. And I think we're all the same. So was Jacob's limp part of the blessing? Did Jacob ever wonder, did I really wrestle with God? Did Jacob ever wonder if he'd really been blessed by God? And if he didn't cry, I wonder if his hip twinged a bit and he went, oh, right. Because we think these extraordinary moments of our lives, we think, well, we'll never forget those. But sometimes we do. And maybe Jacob did, and maybe that was part of the blessing, this reminder that he had. And then maybe it was part of the process of turning Jacob from a tricky, unpleasant, conniving person into something a little bit more. It's a truism that wounded healers are the best kind. I think of therapists. A therapist who's never had a problem probably isn't going to be very good. Well, I only know one, and talking to one of their clients, whatever they came up with, whatever their problem was, this therapist had either never had the problem or had solved it instantly. The client found another therapist because there's no connection, there's no empathy. When we encounter people who have gone through the same kinds of things that we've gone through, there's a connection. It's an extraordinary thing. If you have twins, other people with twins somehow know. You somehow connect with them, not just by going to twin parent meetings. I didn't know they existed till twins and twin parents connected with us on our own. I didn't know very many people had suffered pregnancy loss. I knew it wasn't unknown. But after Elizabeth, it seemed on a weekly basis, or at least a monthly basis, for a long, long time, I encountered somebody else who had gone through what we'd gone through. And sometimes they could help me, and often I could help them. Because of that wound, because of that limp. Would Jacob have given up his blessing to lose the limp, do you think? We don't know. He never said it one way or the other. But I wouldn't give up the things that I've gone through to get to here. In the same way that every once in a while maybe your kids never did this, but mine used to. What if you never met Mom? Or what if you'd never, these things? And you say, well, would it be better or worse? I said, well, I wouldn't know you, so of course it would be worse. Does that mean everything in there was perfect? Heavens, no, of course not. Am I happy at some of the losses I've had? No. But am I grateful and rejoicing at the God who has brought good from them? They're not just this hole in my heart that just never goes away, never gets better, never has any redeeming aspect. There is a redeeming aspect. I've been able to offer comfort to men who didn't know what to do when their partner lost a baby. I didn't have all the answers, but at least I could tell them they weren't alone. And I could tell them that, yeah, this is a terrible thing. It doesn't get any worse than that. That was the worst day of my life, hands down. I don't think anything will come close. From that terrible moment, God brought good. God didn't change my name. But I became somebody that was part of the process of becoming someone absolutely unrecognizable compared to what I was like 40 years ago. Unrecognizable. To the point where, and I know I've told you this story before, when I was, my first time I was ever at camp as a counselor when I was 26. And I was showing some of my friends some of the pictures I'd taken. And they finally said, where are you in these pictures? I said, what do you mean, where am I? I'm right there. I said, really? We've never seen you look like that. Happy. Doing things of consequence. I looked different. And inside, the difference is even more so. So would I give up my limp? Metaphorically speaking, no. I wish I wouldn't have had to learn that way. I wish there would have been other ways. But if I had to choose, odd as it seems, I'd go through that again. Because what God has wrought in me is so extraordinary that I don't want to give that up for anything.